Within the North Country, as true report doth yield, there stands an ancient country town, is called Merry Wakefield. Within this country town, a lively lass doth dwell. She goes on to the market place, her housewife free to sell. And walking all alone upon a certain day, for to be short, it so fell out, this fair maid lost her way. So wandering all alone upon the hill so high, at last it was her lucky chance a shepherd for to spy. Was sitting all alone upon the mountain top, singing bravely under a bush and viewing of his flock. To him this fair maid hied, and over the hills crossed, that he might put her in the way which she so long had lost. So walking thus apace, at length she came him nigh, whereas he sate under a bush and did him courtesy. "Godspeed, shepherd," she said, "merry day to thee God send. I am undone, shepherd," she said, "if you stand not, my friend." "I going am," quoth she, "unto your market town, but by mischance have lost my way upon this hilly down. I wandering here have been, ere since 'twas break of day, yet could I never find which was to me the nearest way."
The shepherd then replied, "Fair maid, sit down a while, and I'll show you the nearest way, at least by half a mile."
"Oh, no, shepherd," she said, "if I should stay here long, I should not reach the market town till all the market's done."
"Fear not," the shepherd said, "but sit thou on this grass, for thou shalt hear my bagpipes go before thou further pass."
So down the maiden sate, the shepherd sate hereby, and then he plucked his bagpipes forth and played melodiously. He played her such a fit, it made her bravely sing. The music of his bagpipe's sound made all the valleys ring. When that his wind was spent, and he grew somewhat weary, he told her which way she should go, and pass over no fury. "Shepherd, shepherd," she said, "if reason may permit, come play that lesson once again, I may it not forget." Then at the maid's request, although it grieved him sore, he played it over twice as long as he had done before. Then did she take her leave, yet loath she was to part. shepherd, she said, I'll leave with thee my heart. Farewell, shepherd, she said, adieu, nay, twice adieu. If e'er I chance to lose my way, I'll come again to you.
The shepherd then replied, Oh, no, not so. You shall taste some of my brown beer ere that you further go, and some of my white loaf, and some of my green cheese.
If I should stay, the maid replied, the market I should lease. And then my dame, quoth she, will storm and swear and frown, if I sell not my huswifery before that I come home.
What is your huswifery, fair maiden, show to me?
2 pair of stockings, she replied, come buy them now of me.
What is the price, quoth he, of this your huswifery?
1/2 crown, the maiden said,
oh, take, here is thy money.
The lass, she was so glad, her huswifery was sold. To stay longer, shepherd, she said, I dare be somewhat bold. So down she sate again, until the day was spent, and he had folded up his sheep, then both together went. Each to his several home, where what became of them, I do not know, and therefore now here will I stay my pen.